Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud, because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, became irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas, Parasuram killed them, although their offense was not very severe. He killed them to lessen the burden of the world. Purport. The Kshatriyas, or the ruling class, must govern the world in accordance with the rules and regulations enacted by great Brahmanas and saintly persons. As soon as the ruling class becomes irresponsible in regard to the religious principles, it becomes a burden on the earth. As stated here, Rajas Tamo Vritam Bharam Abramanyam. When the ruling class is influenced by the lower modes of nature, namely ignorance and passion, it becomes a burden to the world and must then be annihilated by superior power. We actually see from modern history that monarchies have been abolished by various revolutions, but unfortunately the monarchies have been abolished to establish the supremacy of third-class and fourth-class men. Although monarchies, overpowered by the modes of passion and ignorance, have been abolished in the world, the inhabitants of the world are still unhappy. For although the qualities of the former monarchs were degraded by taints of ignorance, these monarchs have been replaced by men of the mercantile and working class, whose qualities are even more degraded. When the government is actually guided by Brahmanas, or God-conscious men, then there can be real happiness for the people. Therefore, in previous times, when the ruling class was degraded to the modes of passion and ignorance, the Brahmanas, headed by such a Kshatriya-spirited Brahmana as Parasuram, killed them 21 times. In Kali Yuga, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12:2-13, Dasyu Prayusu Rajusu, the ruling class, the Rajanya, will be no better than plunderers, Dasyus, because the third class and fourth class men will monopolize the affairs of the government. Ignoring the religious principles and Brahminical rules and regulations, they will certainly try to plunder the riches of the citizens without consideration. As stated elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ansang Krita Kriyahina Rajasa Tamashavrita Prajaste Bhaksayis Janti Malecha Rajanya Rupina. Being unpurified, neglecting to discharge human duties properly, and being influenced by the modes of passion, rajas and ignorance, tamas, unclean people, malechas, posing as members of the government, Rajunya, Rupina, will swallow the citizens, Prajaste Bhaksayushyanti. And in still another place, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12:2, 7, and 8, says, Evam Prajabhir Dushtabhir Akhyane Kshiti Mundale Brahmavit Kshatra Sudhanam Yo Bhali Bhavata Nrapa Prajahi Lubdhai Rajanyar Nirgrinar Dasyu Dharmabhi Achina Dhara Dravina Yasyanti Angirikaranam. Human society is naturally grouped into four divisions, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Vanyar Mayashvastam Guna Karma Bhagasa. But if this system is neglected and the qualities and divisions of society are not considered, the result will be Brahmavit Kshatra Sudranam Yo Bhali Bhavitandrapa. The so-called caste system of Brahmana, Kshatra, Vaishya, and Sudra will be meaningless. As a result, whoever somehow or other becomes powerful will be the king or president, and thus the prajas or citizens will be so harassed that they will give up hearth and home and will go to the forest, yashanti giram giri karanam, to escape harassment by government officials who have no mercy and are addicted to the ways of plunderers. Therefore, the prajas, or the people in general, must take to the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, which is the sound incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kali Kale Namit Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now appeared as an incarnation by His holy name. Therefore, when the prajas become Krishna conscious, they can then expect a good government and good society, a perfect life, and liberation from the bondage of material existence. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Giranjana Salakya Chakshuri Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mukham Kroti Vachalang Pangun Lang Hayate Grim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shigaram Dinataranam Vanchakalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubje Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavevyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're seeing from this pastime that sometimes it's found that the Kshatriyas, they would not do their duty. And sometimes the Brahmanas would be upset about this, because the Brahmanas were actually the real heads of society. And the Kshatriyas, they would take guidance from the Brahmanas. Even now in some places, there's a council, there's like a president or prime minister, and there's counselors. So it's kind of a perverted reflection, but these counselors aren't real. They're not representatives of God, so therefore they don't do much help for society. But these Brahmanas in the past, they were actually connected to Krishna. They weren't just Brahmanas, they were Vaishnavas. And they knew the desire of Krishna. So at some point in certain areas, they stopped taking guidance. Just like this, remember King Vena. He was so he became so arrogant. He said, "Why are you worshiping this Narayan or Krishna? Don't you know I'm God? You know, all the demigods are manifesting to me. Don't you say, worship me?" You know? So he kind of went off, and the Brahmanas had to deal with him in their mystic way by just by their sound vibration. He was killed. Brahmins were so powerful. So the Kshatriyas, they were misusing their power, and therefore Parashuram came to deal with them appropriately. And unfortunately, the Brahmanas also, they began to misuse their power, and now we have, you know, a total mess where there's no guidance. No proper guidance. So it's very unfortunate. Previously, the Brahmanas, they would give guidance to the Kshatriyas. But now there's practically Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Now everybody's, in Kali Yuga, everybody's born a Sudra. Even Prabhupada said that demons take birth in Brahmin families. Yeah. And we saw that. That happened with, we saw very clearly that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was doing the Sankirtan Yajna in Vrindavan. He was having a yatra, so many, I think it was a couple thousand devotees or something. Big. But the Brahmanas there, they didn't appreciate that he was initiating people that weren't born in Brahmana families. So they didn't allow them to go into the temples, and they were even throwing rocks at the Harinam, so-called Brahmanas. The demoniac. Leaders of temples, so-called spiritual leaders, throwing rocks at the Hari Nam. I mean, we don't even see that here in London, yeah? So it became quite degraded. And now, of course, the Westerners aren't allowed in certain temples because they're not born in Brahmin families, so it's still a little unusual. But there's a statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Suchihoi, Muchihoi, Yadi Krishna, Jaje, Muchihoi, Suchihoi, Yadi Krishna, Bhaje, that one may be born into a very nice, pakka, Brahmin family, but if he's not a devotee of Krishna, then he's muchi, he's not clean. And someone may be born into a very muchi family, malecha, yavana, meat-eating family. But if they become a devotee of Krishna, then they become suchi. They become clean by the power of Krishna. Krishna is so pure. It's described that there's two types of purity in the nectar devotion. There's two types of purity. One purity is where one is so pure that anyone comes in contact with him also becomes pure. So that's Krishna to an unlimited degree. Anybody that comes in contact with Krishna, through his name, as it's stated here, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. This is the incarnation for this age. Sometimes people ask, it's Yada Yada Hidharmasya, the statement is there. Krishna says, whenever there's a predominant rise of religion and a decline in religious practice, at that time I descend. So this is pretty degraded right now. Maybe Krishna can come. But he has, in the form of the name. And people are getting purified by this chanting the names of Krishna, taking Krishna prasadam, associating with Krishna's devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he says in one purport that the pure devotee, he does not have a material body because of his being surcharged with the current of Krishna's identical interest. So Prabhupada's connected with the internal energy. So anybody that comes in contact with him also becomes connected, more or less, some more, some less. So therefore we're distributing these books so that people can get some connection to Krishna, to Srila Prabhupada. In a purport, Prabhupada says that a gold ring is very beautiful, very nice. You put a diamond and a gold ring and they complement each other. Very beautiful. So the Krishna is compared to the diamond and the pure devotee is compared to the gold. So very nice combination. So we're distributing gold and diamonds. Very valuable. And people are benefiting by this book distribution. We can't go to the Prime Minister here in England and give him instruction on how to run society. We can't go to President Obama and ask him, although Radhana Swami, I heard he's getting a little close. And the Prime Minister in India, what's his name? Modi. I heard that he's taken some guidance from some ISKCON devotee. No, somebody else. So this is good. Now it's happening that there's leaders that are taking guidance from devotees. So this is very auspicious. Srila Prabhupada, when he was here, he always wanted to meet with the president. He wanted devotees to make some arrangement to meet with the president. Unfortunately, it never happened. He met with the prime minister in India, but she was so scared because there was some death threats, so she was just big anxiety. So Prabhupada, he just asked for the things that he essentially needed. He wanted to present more, but she was so scared. So Radhanath Swami's met with the president. This is like, I think, a couple times, right? So this is very auspicious. Hopefully something will come out of this. So we can't go to the leaders very much. So therefore we have to go to the people. Previously the kshatriyas, the brahmas, they would guide the people. We can't go to them. So we just go straight to the people. We give the books to the people. Yeah. Because the people, they don't know what's right, they don't know what's wrong. They don't know who to vote for. Yeah, that's the whole system now. It's a government for the people, by the people, but the people don't know what's right. So they're voting for people that are unqualified. So by book distribution, we give them an understanding of who's a proper leader. Democracy. Prabhupada called it demon crazy. Because they don't know, they're just sudras also. They have no idea how to lead society, and therefore there's chaos everywhere. So if Parasaram were to come right now, it would be interesting. Because he certainly wouldn't be happy with the so-called leaders that we have in society now. So the brahmanas, they are compared to the head of society. And the kshatriyas, they're the arms. And the vaishyas, they were the belly. And the sudras, the legs. So now, practically, there's no brahmanas. There's no head. Prabhupada, he flew in. I think it was here in London. And one reporter was there, doing a report. So he asked Prabhupada, "So why have you come?" And Prabhupada said, "I've come to give you a brain." There's no brain in society. So that was his purpose in traveling all over the world, to give people the brain. You know, they don't know what's right. They don't know what's wrong. So it's a headless society. Many times Prabhupada would say this. It's a headless society. So we're trying to put a head in society. Yeah. So no head, no kshatriyas either. There's practically no kshatriya. Real kshatriya will establish religious principles. They were called Rajarsis. Not just Rajas, not just kings. They were saintly kings. So they would take guidance from the brahmanas. And they were saints themselves. Even there was one king. You know, we have these different types of devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. And there's one person, one devotee that's expert at each of these. You know, shravanam. Who was shravanam? Hearing. Who was the best at hearing? Parikshimas, Kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami, Smaranam, remembering, Prahlad, Shravanam Kirtanam, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet, Lakshmi, Archanam, offering or worshipping the Lord, Pritamar, Vandanam, offering prayers, Akura, which is amazing because he really offended the gopis. He really upset the gopis. And then Atmanivedanam, Sakyam, friend, Arjuna, Atmanivedanam, Bali Maharaj. And who was the one that was expert at all of them? Ambarish Maharaj, that's right. A king. He was a real, we just can't even come close to understanding how great a devotee this person must have been. Because he was expert at all nine of them. And I was in Croatia recently. I said, "So who was it that was best at all nine of them?" And he said, "Prabhupada." So good one, good point. Because I'm sure he was in that category. You know? so expert. So he was a real Rajarshi, you know, saintly king. So unfortunately, there are no saintly kings. So we have to go to the people. Just go straight to the people and let them know this is how we should live our life, you know, in God consciousness. And this will bring satisfaction to the soul. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, which is the process in this age, it's Srila Prabhupada, he once said that my desire is that the holy name of Krishna become a household word for society. He wanted everybody to know about Krishna. He wanted everybody to know about the holy name of Krishna. In this regard, there was one GBC in America. He was in his house and he was honoring breakfast, and his daughter came running in, said, Pita, you won't believe it. Bugs Bunny is chanting Hare Krishna. I said, what? Bugs Bunny, and he's like one of the most popular cartoons. So he went in there, and Bugs Bunny, sure enough, he's rowing a boat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So you can't get much more household than that. And there used to be a saying that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Remember that one? Of course, now it does every day. But actually, you can say truly that the sun never sets on the devotees of Krishna that are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And book distribution also. There's always somebody distributing books. Actually, the BBT here in northeastern Europe, they found that every 7 seconds, there's a book being distributed. So the chanting of Hare Krishna, the distribution of Prabhupada's books, it's going on constantly. The sun never sets on it. So this is auspicious. Yeah. So, of course, we want to increase this hearing about Krishna, hearing the names of Krishna, hearing the philosophy of Krishna, so that people can get purified. And then they can know who to vote for. Srila Prabhupada, he had some devotees that were in politics. In Australia, there was one devotee who was campaigned to be the Prime Minister of Australia. He didn't get many votes. But Prabhupada said, whoever did vote it, they get benefit for that. So, and he used to cite how there was one leader in the government in America. He spoke to the cabinet that if we don't do something about these Hare Krishnas, they're going to be in our government. Because there was the Hare Krishna explosion back in the 70s. We were just like, we were growing like anything. It's like one devotee was given a class at a university in Colorado. And he asked the students, so how many Hare Krishnas do you think there are here in Denver? And one person said, 40,000. And another person said, no, 60,000. Another person said a little more real, said 30,000. And the devotee didn't tell him how many there were, but there was about 30 devotees. Because they're doing Hare Nam all over the place. And people think, wow, these Hare Krishnas are like everywhere. So Prabhupada wanted the devotees to get into politics so that they could expand. Of course, Then it ended up taking so much energy that the devotees had to be taken off of Sankirtan, and so he just stopped the whole thing. He was just taking too much energy. But this is something that he wanted. So Parashuram, he came to kill these kshatriyas who had misused their power. And then later, Lord Chaitanya came, another incarnation of Krishna. He didn't kill anybody. He almost did. He almost killed Jagai and Madai because of their offense to Lord Nityananda. And just as he was going to kill them with his chakra, Lord Nityananda said, "No, no, no, please, Lord, if you kill them, you'll have to kill everybody in Kali Yuga, because everybody is so demoniac. And besides that, Jagai, he stopped Madai from hitting me again." And as soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that, he embraced Jagai, because he had protected Nimai. So here's an example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to kill the demoniac mentality. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mission. And by this book distribution, by this chanting the holy names, then the demoniac mentality becomes purified. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the mind can be the friend or it can be the enemy. So when is the mind the friend? The mind is our friend when we're always doing things which are pleasing to Krishna. So we'll know, when our mind is our friend. If we're doing things that are not pleasing to Krishna, then we've listened to our mind, and we're listening to the enemy. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Jaya Sri Srivada Gopalananda. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the mind is a non-devotee. So we're not supposed to associate with non-devotees, right? But we're associating very closely with a non-devotee, the mind. So I think next week we're going to have, this coming weekend, Radhana Swami is going to give some remembrances of Bhakti Tirtha Swami. What the remembrance that I have of him the most is this instruction. I probably said it here before, but it's good to hear again, because it's a really good instruction that he had on how to, and an example on how to chant japa. When he would chant japa and he found that he was inattentive, sometimes that happens to us, when we're chanting. So he would stop and he would back up one or two beads and then he would go forward. And I was thinking, wow, that's fantastic. That's a very practical way. I've been to so many japa retreats, and there's so many, ideas on how to increase our japa, but I've never heard anything more practical than that on how to improve our japa. Stop your japa. Stop chanting. Back up one or two beads, then go forward. It's checking the mind, because why are we inattentive? Because the mind is a non-devotee. It doesn't want to hear it. It doesn't want to hear the holy name. So therefore it's going off and thinking of this and thinking of that. So we got to force the mind, kind of like to think of the holy name. So we got to preach to the mind. I know you don't want to hear the holy name, but this is the new program. If you don't chant attentively, we're going to chant more. All right? Oh, all right. And it goes. So it's very good. I've been doing this for years, and it's very, very nice way to improve. It's a very practical way to improve our quality, because this is what Krishna's looking for. We could be chanting all day long if we're not really hearing them. But if you just hear the holy name one time, if we just hear once, we can be completely pure. If we just hear it once, the holy name, purely, because it's Krishna. So this is one of the main offenses, yeah. Also, maintaining material attachments even after understanding so many instructions. This is another major offense. So this hearing has to be done with attention. Actually, our whole process is all about attention. Everything we do has to be done with great attention. You know, our japa, the service we're doing, association with the devotees, everything has to be done with great attention, very carefully. Yeah. In a Krishna conscious way. I'm reading this book now about Yamuna. And she's such an amazing Vaishnavi. I mean, so Krishna conscious. And I'm just feeling embarrassed. I was with her in Florida, and it was just to be in her presence, because she was just so Krishna conscious. You just felt the Krishna consciousness. It just rubs off onto you. She was so pure, non-envious, and non-judgmental, and just absorbed in Krishna. And Prabhupada was so happy. He said to her one time that if you were a man, I'd have you as a GBC. Because that's when there weren't any women GBCs. But he was so pleased with her because of her Krishna consciousness, her purity. So this is what attracts Krishna, is the purity. I mentioned to you there one type of purity. There's two types of purity. So one type of purity is that one is so pure that anyone comes in contact with them becomes purified. The other type is that whatever one does is pure. So that's the second type of purity. Yeah. Whatever a pure person does is pure activity. So that's Krishna also, unlimitedly. And the pure devotee who comes in contact with him also becomes purified. One devotee asked Gorkhashor Das, no, Jagannath Das Babaji, how can I become pure? How can I become a pure devotee? And he replied with one word, beg. He said, beg. We have to beg for it. And actually, that's the meaning of the mantra that we chant, Hare Krishna. We're begging, Krishna, please engage me in your service. We're begging for service. Krishna bhakti rasa masabhavitamati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatraloyam apyambhoyam janma koti sukhacharana labhyate. That this bhakti that cannot be attained by performing many pious activities for many millions of years, but it can be attained by only paying one price, and that is one's intense desire to attain this bhakti. So intense desire, so we have to beg for that. If we don't have that desire, we should beg for that desire to attain this love for Krishna. Yeah. And at the same time, we should have a great fear of Maya. I was reading him on purport. Prabhupada said, a sane devotee is always fearful of falling from his position. This is a regulative principle. So we have the four regular principles, right? So Prabhupada stating another principle. This is you could call this the fifth regular principle, unofficially. We should have a great fear of Maya. And Prabhupada said that once, he said, my disciples, they have two diseases. One, they are not enough afraid of Maya. And two, they like to change things. So we should have a very firm fear of the illusory energy.